Have you ever wanted someone to walk alongside you as you do the thing? You know, the thing that makes your heart come alive and leaves our world more like Jesus than we found it. I know. And that's why I'm here. My name is Rebecca Dotson George. I'm a speaker, writer, career coach, and just all around excited to be in your earbuds for the next few minutes. I'm a girl wildly passionate about cheering you on as you make God known in and through your creative mission. Here's the thing though. I know sometimes you can get discouraged. I'm not good enough. I don't know where to start. I can't do as good of a job as she's doing. These are all lies that we sometimes believe, and I'm here to help you debunk those lies that are ruling your mind about your mission and replace them with truth from God's word. So, buckle up, because I'll gather up my favorite seasoned and rising leaders in their fields to share inspirational stories, strategic advice, and hard-won wisdom. Welcome to the Do the Thing Movement podcast. Do you ever get to the end of a podcast and just think, man, I am not done with that conversation? Girl, me too. And I love hearing from you about how not only the show is encouraging you, but also what God is stirring up in you as a result. And I just really wanted the opportunity to connect one-on-one with more of you. And that's why I've created a Patreon community. Patreon is an online platform that hosts bonus content and provides creators a way to hang out with their audience in a more intimate way. So here's how I'm going to use it. There are three tiers. First is the bestie tier, which will include access to the platform and extra conversations with all our guests that only Patreon besties will get to hear. These questions will not be shared here on your podcast platform. Then there's the VIP party tier. This includes the bestie tier, and you get invited to a VIP party once a month on Zoom where we get to hang out, get to know one another better, and maybe do some coaching in a group session from time to time. And then finally, there is the calling coach tier. In this tier, you'll be able to access the previous tiers plus have a 30-minute coaching call per month with me to talk about anything podcast, ministry, or career related. How fun does this sound? So come on over to Patreon by downloading the app or visiting patreon.com and search Do the Thing Movement. I can't wait to meet you inside the community. Hey friends, thanks for listening to another episode of the Do the Thing Movement podcast. I am so excited to have my new friend Maddie Book on the show today to talk about raising children with special needs. She has such a special story, and she just came out with a book. It's a devotional for moms raising special needs children, and it is such a phenomenal resource, and I was so excited to jump at the chance to have her on and to talk about it and share with you guys. So this is a powerful conversation. Let me introduce you to my new friend, Maddie. Okay, Maddie, welcome to the show. I am so thrilled to have you today.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, this is going to be so much fun. So you and I have connected a little bit in the past. I know just enough of your story to be dangerous, but I'm really excited to have you share with our listeners all about not only your book that I'm so thrilled to talk about, but just your story. And that's kind of where I'd like to start. So you're releasing a book. You have released a book called Raising Special Stars. And this is a really unique story and message for women. And I'd love to kind of back up a little bit and have you share a little bit of your story raising children with special needs, which is what led to this book. And so let's start way back there and have you start by telling your story.
So yeah, I have two daughters. Hannah is 7 and Elena is 6. And they both share a rare syndrome known as Joubert syndrome. They were diagnosed when they were younger, and it was actually, we have a beautiful story in the sense of my youngest actually diagnosed my oldest. My oldest had a lot of things that were going on, and we couldn't figure out what was causing it until we received a diagnosis from my youngest daughter. And so they both have a syndrome that can lead to significant delays, but also they pose a high risk for liver and kidney disease. So every year we have to get them tested for those diseases as well as their eyes. They can develop retinal dystrophy where they can lose their sight. So we've had to see multiple specialists and therapists. We see a team at Johns Hopkins and Lurie Children's in Chicago, and throughout the years, we've had to navigate through a lot of challenges and hard situations that I never anticipated when I entered into motherhood.
Yeah. And, you know, what I love about your story is how you're allowing God to just use you to now encourage other moms who are in a similar place. And so I would love for you to share kind of what God did in your heart when you went from, okay, I'm a mom raising these beautiful girls, but I feel like there's a resource that's not out there that, number one, I need, but maybe God, you're asking me to write this, to do this for other moms. So I want you to talk to me about that process.
Oh, absolutely. So when I first entered into raising children with special needs, my heart was all over the place. There were times where I was isolated, times where I had friends not be able to stick through it with me. It's very hard to find the right words to say when you're going through something so difficult and unplanned. And for a long time, I was very isolated. So there were times where I was devastated and I would fight giants of fear. And there were times where I would fight giants of sadness and defeat. And then there were also times when I could dance and experience joy and celebrate the small victories. But I feel like it was a roller coaster, a lot of ups and downs. But through the ups and downs, I noticed that my faith, it kind of stayed steady. And there was just a steadfast faith that remained in me. And I didn't always have the words to pray. In fact, a lot of times I didn't. And I would call my mom and ask her, and she would find the words to pray for me. Mm-hmm. And my pray for me in those times as well. But sometimes I would just enter into this place with God and I would just say, you know, I don't have the words right now, but I'm still going to show up. And he kept showing up and I kept showing up. And it wasn't until after about 3 years into their diagnosis and 3 years of navigating through specialists and doctor's appointments and so many unknowns, you know, there were times where I wondered if they would make it to their next birthday. And not just one, but both of them. Wondering what I would do if they both needed a kidney transplant. How could I make that happen? And there were a lot of those moments where, you know, I didn't have the words for God, but others would take my needs to him on my behalf. And I'm grateful for that. And as I was journeying through all of this, my really good friend, she was diagnosed with cancer. I remember she had made me a promise when my children were first diagnosed. And that was that if for some reason she lost her battle of cancer, she was going to go to God on my behalf. And she was going to pray and just pursue God and ask him to let me keep my children. But if he said no, she was going to be there to receive them. And so after she was passing and we were in her last moments, she grabbed my hand and she said, "Maddie, I didn't forget the promise I made you." Mm-hmm. And I knew right then that as she was dying, she had so much purpose that I too needed to find purpose in my journey. And that was a moment that night as she passed away and I drove home and I just remembered her courage and the way that she was running to God on my behalf in her last breath. Well, I needed to find some purpose in this journey. And so that was the first night that I actually had words for God. And it was after that that I started to want to go to church. For a long time, church was hard for me because I felt like nobody could receive my kids without them being a burden. And it wasn't the church's fault at all. It was just that I was insecure and I didn't want to let them out of my reach. And so, you know, that was a turning point for me. I started going back to church. I started diving into some moms groups. And it wasn't until last September, one morning, I woke up, my girls came charging into my room like they always do. And they said, "Can we go watch TV?" And I normally say, "Yes, that's fine. You know, unless it's 3 a.m. And then I'm like, "No, go back to bed." But this morning in particular, I said yes. And in that moment, God met with me and he gave me this beautiful message. And then he said the words, "Go write this down for the women in Holland." And I knew exactly what that meant, for there was an essay I had read a few years before that where I read what it was like to be a special needs mom, and it's compared to what it's like to plan a trip to Italy, but you land in a place called Holland. And so when God said those words, go write this down for the women in Italy or in Holland, I knew right then that I was being called to start writing to special needs moms.
This is so good. And you told me that Holland story the last time we talked, and I was hanging out with one of my best friends that is a special needs mom. And I asked her if she had ever heard of that story, of that analogy, and she had, and it tickled her so much to like hear somebody who had no life experience that relates to hers at all have that connection point of being able to in some way empathize with kind of what her life looks like. And I just love that God has called you to this, because this is such a need. It's such a need first and foremost to these moms, but it's also to your point of telling your story about your kids in church. It's there just are needs around us that maybe we're unaware of in the church. Maybe we just don't know what to say, like you've said in our conversation so far. And so because I know primarily the people that listen to this conversation will not be moms of special needs children, what I want you to do is for a minute, share with us, what do we not know about your life? How can we love you better? What are some practical ways the church can walk alongside you? What are those things that you would want, like speak on behalf of these moms that you're serving, and just share some of that with us?
So I will start by saying that, you know, I love this question, because I think that so many women, they want to learn how to support and be there, and they just don't know how or where to start. And so I just love this question, because, you know, this is, I have hope for this. And, you know, for me, I can tell you on behalf of special needs moms that isolation exists, and it really, you know, depression rates are higher with special needs moms. That is a fact. And also divorce rates are higher among special needs families. So this is something that I'm just so grateful to be sharing about, because there is a need. And, you know, I think the isolation piece, I have found personally, it can be because, you know, I'm sharing a story, or it's been a hard day. I've been in specialist office all day, and I go to tell a friend about it, and they don't really know what to say in that moment, so they don't say anything. Mm. And then it leaves me feeling dismissed. And I think that's one of the hardest things, is to feel dismissed and to know that you're doing all of these extra things that you never had planned, and then no one sees it. And I think one of the best things that we can do for each other, special needs moms with special needs moms, or parents of special needs kids with parents without special needs kids, is just show up for each other. And I think that starts by being present and acknowledging the journeys that we're on. You know, in those moments where a mom has a child with special needs, you know, if she's telling you about her day or the specialist that she was at that day and the news she received, just to be present with her, to say, hey, you know, I see you, and wow, you know, I didn't know that all of this was going on, but I'm going to show up for you. How can I serve you this week? To really show an interest and to be intentional with that. Also, I think prayer is huge. You know, we need people praying for us, because there are just so many times where we don't have the words, and we're tired, we're exhausted. We have these fears of what does their future look like? What does our future look like? Medical bills are high. We have extra financial expenses that we're confronted with often. And, you know, there have been times where we've not been able to go on the family trip because instead we're having to make a trip to the hospital. And so all of these extra things, they add up. And I feel that often they can all be such big distractions that we can miss that God is actually in the struggles with us, because we're so focused on everything happening around us that we miss that he's right here. And so just that reminder and that affirmation that, hey, you know, God has always been present with his people, and he's going to stay present with his people. And even though you have these appointments today, I want you to know that I've already prayed for you and God's in that room. You know, these are all things that are helpful. But then also, I would love to see more small groups for special needs moms. not so much, you know, support groups for a diagnosis, but support groups for parents that have children with special needs able to incorporate faith into their journey. I think that would just be incredible for more churches to have that. And churches, you know, that have special needs ministries for children that have special needs when they come in, that they're ready to receive them, but then to be able to take it to the next level and acknowledge that the divorce rates are higher and the depression rates are higher, and to really invest in those moms when they drop their kids off, making those relationships so that way they know how to love them and serve them. Because if they know that there's an appointment coming up this week, maybe they could have a meal train and they could have a meal waiting for that mom when she returns. And so all of these things, I'm excited because I feel like the church is ready and they want to, and some have even started serving moms this way and families this way, but there is a desire to do that. And that just brings me so much hope.
Yes. Yes. That makes me so excited. And I'm even thinking of just all these conversations I've had with my friend that I've mentioned a couple of times. And God gave me a really special opportunity last night to pray for their family. They're at a series of appointments this week. And I was so excited just knowing I was going to be talking to you. But so she's been on my mind a lot this week anyway. And it was really cool to get to just lift their family up in prayer. And there's so many, like you said, these simple things that we can do to walk alongside you. And sometimes words aren't even necessary, right? It's just, like you said, that showing up and showing the love of Christ to these moms and these families. And I love what you said about incorporating more groups within the church of these moms and bringing them together. And I think your book is a great resource for that. And so we've mentioned it a few times. It's called Raising Special Stars. And what I'd love for you to do next is tell us a little bit more about the format of the book and just kind of what can readers expect.
So it is a Bible study, and that makes me really excited because there were so many times when my faith was under attack or just in a trial, and I couldn't find a Bible study that related to my journey. I couldn't find a Bible study that related to special needs moms. And so it was such an honor when God called me to do this, because I was going to create something that I always looked for. And so God and I partnered together. What you'll find when you read Raising Special Stars is it's written to read independently or in a small group setting. I love that about it. It's 16 weeks, and that's intentional too, because the weeks aren't very long. They're actually pretty short, but the perspectives are pretty deep. And I love that because you're going to be thinking about these perspectives all week, and you're going to be looking at the scriptures, and it's going to be on your mind. I mean, there's going to be moments where I'm confident that the Holy Spirit is just going to meet with readers and bring up the same topic through the week. But also, you know, moms that are raising children with special needs, they have such busy schedules, and 16 weeks is good because we're going to journey together for 4 months. And I love that. But at the same time, if you are in a small group and you're on your way and you have 5 minutes to read it in the car, you're going to be able to do that. It's not going to be very, there are a couple weeks that are a little longer, but they're not very long chapters. And then there's a prayer, and that's special as well, because like I've mentioned so many times before, sometimes we just don't have the words. So God actually put the words on my heart for you. And I just love that, because you can just read through it if you're in a week that's hard and you don't have the words, or you can snapshot it and send it to a friend and have them pray it over you. And then after that, there's reflective questions. There's 5, and then there's a space to journal the treasures of the week, the treasures that God's going to put on your heart as he carries you through the week. And I just am so excited to see how women journey through it. There's 4 sections, and all 4 are, they're very similarly related. The last 4 weeks are probably my favorite. I talk about Peter and Jesus on the water, and that I think is the part of the book where God touched my heart the most. It was in the last 4 weeks where I received so much healing, and I feel like the whole book gets you ready for those last 4 weeks. So I am really excited about that. I'm excited for all of it. I've been hearing from friends that have already dove in, and a lot of their parts are all different sections. And God is just really good at meeting readers where they are And that has been my prayer for this book, that God would just meet readers where they are and empower them and encourage them. I'll also say that I'm excited because readers are picking this up that don't have children with special needs. And they're doing that because they want to learn how to love and serve them. They want to learn what are things that we say and what are things that these moms are thinking about. Where are their fears? What are their perspectives? And how can I empower them with the truth and the word of God to help them feel empowered in their journey and not defeated? And so I'm excited for that because I feel like there can be so much healing, and I feel the walls of isolation are going to be broken down just by every mom who picks this up and decides, okay, I'm going to pray for a mom who has a child with, you know, disabilities, and I'm going to do this study on their behalf and take all I can learn from this and apply it to our relationship so I can love them better.
Oh, this is so good. I am just so excited to see what God continues to do with this message and just all the ways he's already using it. That's so awesome. And I don't want to close out without giving you the opportunity just to share some wisdom with the moms that do listen who are raising special needs children. I would love for you to just leave them with some wisdom and some encouragement today. So what would that be?
Well, first I would say that God sees you, and he gave me a heart to see you too. And I love to hope with moms, and I love to pray for moms and to walk with them through their journeys that maybe they didn't plan. So I would say, reach out to me if you could. I'd love to walk with you in your journey and pray for you and hope with you. But also just a reminder that, you know, no matter what diagnosis your child has, that will never take away their identity. You know, when God says that they're his masterpiece, he means it. It will never take away their belonging. They belong to him. He calls them child and beloved. And they have purpose. You know, God promises us in Ephesians 2:10 that we were created for a purpose. And I would say that it doesn't say you're created for a purpose if you don't have this diagnosis. No, that's for all of his children. And your children are his children. And sometimes it feels like we can't relate to God. But if our kids, if he knits them in the womb and they're his before they're even ours, that means that he too has children with special needs. And he is so relatable, and he's ready to just walk with you and be there even in moments when he knows you're not going to have the words. I would also like to talk about week one. I call it Look Up Love. I love it because I actually wrote it last. So that's a spoiler alert. It's kind of fun. It was such a powerful truth. And just God reminded me in Isaiah 40:26 that just as he calls the stars by name, he called us by name for our special stars to steward and to guide them to shine in the brilliant way that they were created to shine, because they were created to shine. You know, he also reminded me that my journey wasn't less than. It wasn't better than, it wasn't less than, it was just set apart. And I asked him to show me that in scripture, and he reminded me of the star that shone the night that Jesus was born. And not everyone saw the way it shined differently, but it did lead a few to the King. And our stories can do the same. Not everyone is going to see the way that our special stars shine differently, but a few will. A few will see the way that we confront fear with a courage that only God can supply. They're going to see those times where they're not going to understand, you know, how are we still doing all that we're doing? But they're going to see the strength that God provides and the way that he sustains us in those times. They're going to see him all over our stories, and it will actually lead them to the King. And so I just love that reminder that our stories are set apart, but they're set apart to shine. And so I'm really grateful for this book. I think that everyone that dives into it, God's going to meet you at a different place, and he's going to show you something different. But the one thing I will say too, to special needs moms, is that you are so loved and you are so seen, and God, he is chasing your hearts every day. He's chasing mine. And sometimes I was just too distracted to see it, but it was definitely happening.
Yeah. Maddie, I am just so encouraged by your faith, by your courage, and just how beautifully you have written this resource for women. And I'm so, so excited about it. And
I just have been so thrilled to have this conversation. So thank you so much for being my guest today. I want to let listeners know how they can get in touch with you, how they can grab the book. Tell them all those things.
Okay. So, well, can I say one more thing, Rebecca?
Please. Yes.
One more thing that I wanted to say earlier, but I got sidetracked. When I became a special needs mom, I felt like I was in the dark, and I felt that way. And when I was writing this book, God actually reminded me of this truth that before he created humankind, before he created man, he created the stars. And he just put this little treasure of truth in my heart that is so him, because he never wanted any of his beloved to live a life in the dark. And so it was in the dark that he placed the stars. All we have to do is look up. And I just love that reminder that even though it feels like we're in the dark sometimes and we're looking down and we're feeling defeated, even though it feels like it's dark, if we could just change the postures of our hearts to look up and see his promises that are right there, there'll be a guiding light for us. And even though our journey didn't come with a manual, the Bible is the best manual for our journeys. And I hope that readers that do dive into Raising Special Stars will look at multiple stories through scripture and see how it applies to them in beautiful ways, just as God showed me that it applied to my story as well. So if you go to maddiebook.com, from there, you can read an excerpt of the book. You can also access my blog from there, and you can order and get your copy going that way. Also, if you follow me on Facebook at Maddie Book Author or on Instagram at Maddie Book Author, and you would like a signed copy, I love to personalize books and send them out that way. So if you message me that way, I would love to get in touch with you and get you your copy that way as well.
Okay, awesome. And that is M-A-T-T-I-E, just for listeners who want to know how to spell your name. And it really is the word book, B-O-O-K, just like it sounds. So that is how you search her name anywhere that you would like to find her. So Maddie, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super grateful for this opportunity, and thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to the show. I am so thrilled to have you be a part of this community. I wanted to remind you of a couple of things. Number one, did you know that when people rate and review podcasts on Apple Podcasts, it actually helps more people come across the show? And when that happens, the messages we're sharing get spread even further and we get to encourage more people. I can't think of anything more fun than that. So it would mean the world to me if you would do something that would take just 2 minutes of your time. Hop on over to Apple Podcasts, leave a rating and a written review. Tell me all about how the show is encouraging you and invite others to listen in. It truly means the world to this girl on the other side of the mic. And then number two, if you're loving the show and want even more content from Do the Thing Movement, hop on over to our Patreon page on your desktop or mobile device to listen to after the show bonus interviews, attend live Zoom parties, and receive extra coaching. Simply download the Patreon app or do it on your desktop device and search Do the Thing Movement. I would love to see you over there in that community. Thanks again for listening, and I can't wait to be back with you next episode. Same time, same place. Bye, friends.